Now we see the tragic fulfillment of this mental malady of Nebuchadnezzar. And here in verses 28 now through 33, will you notice it? All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spoke and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" Now, this is evidence that the king is on the verge of a break. He looks about this great kingdom, and God's already told him that he is the one who gave him that kingdom. But Nebuchadnezzar says now, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built?" And there have been multitude of men and women from that day and even before that, right down to the present hour, that have tried to build little empires, and they've looked upon them with pride. I mentioned the other day of a conversation with two young preachers, and they quizzed me about the program that I'd had here on the West Coast of going through the Bible and the number of people that had attended. And I said this to them. I said, "Look, fellas, don't try to build a little empire." I said, "I started out with that in view, and I'll be honest with you, never have I been so disturbed. Never was I so unhappy." And then one day, and it just happened to be, it was at this particular passage of Scripture, we were going through it, and I said, "Well, I guess I'm an empire builder also, and I'm really not. My ministry is to build into the lives of people, not to try to build a great empire." So I forgot all about it. And I told them, I said, "Fellas, I can spare you a whole lot of sorrow and heartbreak and disappointment and disloyalty on the part of those that are supposed to support you. I said, start building in the lives of people, and I think then the Lord will let you have what he wants you to have." This man here now, he's plunged into this, and notice what happened to him. "While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, 'O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it's spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will.' The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men, he did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird claws." Here is this man now that moves out of the palace, out yonder, to live with nature. And I have a notion, if you'd have talked to him at that time, you might not have discovered that he was abnormal. I think he'd have told you he's one of nature's children, and he was just going out and live with the animals because they were his brothers and sisters. And the very interesting thing is, somebody's going to say, "Well, is this historical?" It's Albert Barnes in his book. He quotes Berassus, a Babylonian historian, who makes reference concerning a strange malady that was suffered by Nebuchadnezzar before his death. And I understand that there are recent findings that corroborate that statement, and Josephus is the one who is the authority for it, but it's been corroborated now by others.